Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
Yeah. Hang on. Oh, yeah. All right, Hoff. Hopefully you came up with some good ones here today, buddy.
Pretty bad, actually.
All right. So just let you...
Okay.
Keeping it real.
Yeah. So let's start with the Subway series. BT, this is for you. Ballface lie, ballface truth. The Mets will hit more home runs than the Yankees in this two-game series.
That is a ballface lie. It's a ballface lie.
Ooh.
The Yankee duo is going to carry the mail. And the Yankees in totality will hit 2-5. The Mets will hit 2. Yankees.
We're writing that down.
I'm going to say that is a bald face truth. Lindor's going to get things started right out of the gate, taking Gerrit Cole deep tonight. I feel it. First batter of the game for the Mets, taking Cole deep. Now, they may not get much more off of Gerrit Cole, but I do think the Mets right now are so hot. And I know they're not a powerful team. I'm going to say Lindor gets one. Not just tonight. I'm going over the series.
Yep.
Martinez gets one. Mm. Alonso gets at least one.
No.
I think Pete's going to get going this week.
Oh, and laying it on thick here, huh?
I'm going to say, and I think, you know, Judge will hit, what, 4 on his own. I'll say the Mets edge the Yankees, let's say, 6-5 in home runs.
Nothing for Soto?
These two games. Yeah, I'll give Soto a homer.
Give him one.
Give him Judge 4. Maybe Soto gets one.
Right. So you're both giving the Yankees 5.
Yeah.
But you're giving...
No, I'm giving the... Oh, yeah, 6-5, right.
BT's 6-5 giving Mets. The Mets 2, and you're giving it 6.
So
the Mets will lose 5-4.
Okay.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sal, for you, David Peterson, listen, will record more outs than Gerrit Cole tonight.
We'll no report. Way. That's a bold-faced lie. I can't do that. As much as I want to be pro-Met here in this segment, there's no way I can do that. Dude. Like, I get why you're saying that. He only threw 60 pitches last time through, what, 4 innings?
Yeah.
There's like, I'd be stunned. If David Peterson lasts 5 innings against this Yankee team and the game is not over when he leaves the game, I'd be happy with that. Like, I'd sign up for a 5-5 game or whatever. Even if the Yankees are up 5-3 by the time Peterson leaves, I'd sign for that. I don't trust him. I'm saying that's a bold-faced lie.
I'm going to say it's a bold-faced lie as well. You know, it's just... You'd have to think that the pitch total for Cole tonight,
even if it's 80, it's still...
I was going to say 75 to 80. Yeah, bald-faced lie. I mean, I don't know that Peterson's quite as awful as you make him out to be.
Yeah, well...
He throws hard.
He's fine.
Just a little wild.
And against the Yankees, I worry about it. By the way, let me just tack on.
Yeah.
Alvarez going to hit 2 bombs.
Oh, he's going to hit 2?
Yeah.
What are we up to? Is that 12?
No.
It's like 20 now.
37?
20.
One for Lindor, 2 for Pete, 2 for Alvarez, and then somebody else. Orando will hit a home.
So you get a sweep is what I'm kind of sensing here.
DJ Stewart. DJ Stewart.
Oh, DJ. Yeah, there you go.
Take Kane Lee deal. Maybe Clay Holmes take him deep.
Yeah. Sixth spot for the young man.
Six for the Mets. Yeah.
And a final bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth, BT.
Yeah.
The MVP of the playoffs should go to someone from the championship team. Ballface lie, ballface
truth. Yeah, this happened last night. Connor McDavid with the Stanley Cup. I did not watch this. I actually watched a little bit more of the College Baseball World Series than I did the Stanley Cup Game 7. I told you I wasn't going to get too into it.
Yeah, I watched House of Dragons. I didn't watch the second.
I'm going to say ballface lie. I think there are certain situations. I can't tell you if this is one of them. Because I didn't really see, I know what he. I saw the numbers. I didn't really see it. But if you are so far and away better, and just like a transcendent figure and series, I'm fundamentally okay with somebody on the losing team getting that. But it's got to be rare. I think the last time it happened with the Flyers was 76. Does that sound right?
Yeah, something like that. And then there's only been 5 times.
Yeah,
the other. The 3 were goalies.
So. Yeah, exactly. So only 2 non-goalies, last time at 76. Very rare, but I'm okay with it.
To me, bald-faced lie, I couldn't disagree more with that. It defeats the purpose of the most valuable player. How can the most valuable player be on the team that lost? He wasn't very valuable at all. They lost the series. I mean, same thing with A-Rod all those years with Texas. Oh, MVP of the league. MVP of the league, my ass. Team's in last place every year. We can finish last without you. That means you're not that valuable at all. Player with the best stats? player who posted the best stats in the series, different story. Conn Smythe's supposed to be the MVP of the series. Pick somebody from the team that won. It is what it is. Or the playoffs, the entire playoffs. Pick somebody from the team that won.
Andre Dawson back in 87. Remember he won the MVP for the Cubbies. They were 76 and 85. What were 76 and 86? One thing that we had as a million years ago, but I actually think this is smart, and I think that they should embrace this with pro sports. So, like, one of my little leagues, we had most outstanding player and most valuable player.
Right.
And
so McDavid could be the most outstanding
player. Delineate between the two.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, right. Most valuable.
I mean, I get that part, but he was. Hoff, you watch more than us. I mean, was he that good?
I mean, Conn McDavid's amazing.
But I mean, in this series.
Yeah, I mean, he helped. They came back down 3-0.
Yeah,
they still lost.
How many points did he have?
I forgot how many
did
goals
he set records, like...
Like, how can you be... I just don't understand how you can be most valuable player of a team that lost.
Now, you can still fundamentally disagree with this, but by saying, you know, value and extrapolating one's value is a little subjective. Like, I can sit here... And again, I didn't watch much of it, but I can sit here and say, well, without Connor McDavid, they would have lost 4 games to 0.
Okay.
Connor McDavid was so good that he found a way to squeeze out 3 wins here. I don't know.
Yeah,
I mean,
all right, well, but then what about Igor Shesterkin? You take him off the Rangers, did they even make the postseason, let alone go on a run in the postseason, and what? They fell a couple wins short of the Stanley Cup final? Like, all right, so why not him then?
Well, because it's just applied to the series.
No, I thought it was the...
It's the whole player.
McDavid in the series itself had 3 goals and 8 assists. So he did put
11
up
points.
11 points in, you know, 7 games, by the way.
Yeah, I mean, it's not like it's all time, but it's money.
He had over 100 points a season. Of course he's going to do that. That's what he does. He does more than a point per game.
That's actually a down 7-game stretch for him in comparison to what he does in the regular season.
Did Gretzky put up like 20-something points in his prime in a 7-game series?
Gretzky's stupid.
So I know he is, but did he?
I don't know. I don't remember what his best season was playoff wise, but his numbers are just ridiculous.
And this has only happened in the history of hockey 5 times, to where a player won a Conn Smythe.
And only 2 non-goalies.
See, a goalie, at least it makes a little more sense.
I got you.
But I have a fundamental issue with, you cannot be the... Like, how stupid is that, too? You got Bettman, you know, out there on the ice trying to give the Stanley Cup trophy to the winning team.
He didn't even take it on the ice, did he?
What, the Conn Smythe trophy?
I don't think
was
he did.
On the ice?
I don't think he went on the ice for that.
He didn't go pick it up, no.
No. But did Bettman announce
that? Bettman was on the ice. That was before they did the cup.
Yeah. Right.
They introduced that.
That gets
awarded for first, yeah. And then they bring the cup.
Right, out. So how stupid is that? The most valuable player of the postseason is a guy from a losing team. Come on out and receive your loser's trophy.
I got something for you. So, Mike Scott, most Mets fans know this.
Yeah.
If the Mets would have faced him in Game 7, the scuffer for sure, in Game 7 of the 86 NLCS, which they did not, that the Mets were not going to the World Series. They weren't touching Mike Scott. Everybody knows it. So, let's just say somehow the Mets lost that series, and Mike Scott gets to the World Series against the Red Sox and makes 3 starts and is 3-0 and has a 1.09 ERA, and they lose in 7. You can't justify somebody like Mike Scott getting the MVP for that series, because I could.
Again, I think we just need to delineate here, because how could he be the most valuable player? That's great. Those are great numbers, unhittable, dominant, but his team still lost. They could do that without you, so how could you be the most valuable?
They could still lose without you, but they probably wouldn't have lost in 7 games.
Okay,
so I know we're pushing this thing forward.
But wouldn't somebody on the winning team be more valuable than somebody even as great as he was? Doesn't mean you have to be better, but more valuable.
I see both sides. I'm not going to lie to you.
Here's the final push, I guess, for Connor McDavid to win this thing is he broke Gretzky's assist record for this
postseason.
Well, I mean, here you go.
He had 34 assists. But he didn't have the
34.
But he didn't have the point total. Wayne Gretzky had 47 points in 84-85.
Yep.
McDavid, 42. That's still 5 points off.
I'm not trying to minimize McDavid or what he did. Wow. I just fundamentally have an issue with giving away a trophy to a most valuable player trophy to a team that lost.
And Gretzky did it in 18 games.
Yep.
While McDavid did it in 25. So Gretzky was
+7.
Ridiculous. Bobrovsky, by the way, won the Panthers the series. He was that good.
Yeah. What about Tkachuk, what he did in the postseason to even get them there?
Yeah.
Without him, they don't beat the Rangers.
I hate that guy.
Forget it. Me too. But forget about Bobrovsky. Without Tkachuk, they don't beat the Rangers. That doesn't factor in just because we're going based off of numbers.
Now, do you guys feel better that the team that sent you home won the cup?
Yes, because now next year there's a space open for us. If they lost again, you know Panthers are doubling down. So now at least there's like, they get a little hangover.
They can start stripping it down, saving some money.
Strip it down, sell everybody off, let the Rangers go sneak in.
Sal, how about you? You feel better about that?
No, that they won?
No, that the Rangers lost to the team that won the Cup. Like, that never has any impact on me. My team loses, they lose. It is what it is.
If they won in 4 or 5, yes. But after Edmonton won 3 straight, I was annoyed again.
Okay.
So even with the game last night, it was a 2-1 game. Rangers should have had a better showing against Florida.
888-808-1019. It's BT and Sal on the Fan coming up. We'll get back to these Subway Series calls. I think it's a little more important for the Yankees. The way the Mets look right now, it's two totally different scripts. It is absolutely insane what's happened. A small sample in this baseball season. Tide turned, at least for now. James in North Arlington. James, it's BT and Sal. What's happening?
Oh, thanks for calling on me. I've been wanting to thank Sal for a while. I went to that restaurant that he recommended a while ago when he first moved to Rails.
Rails Steakhouse.
It is excellent. I went there. I think it was back in February or March. I tell you, excellent place to eat.
You know, Frank is still one of the executive chefs over there. He wants us out there. BT. He's a big Giants fan.
I like Rails.
Matter of fact, he said I told him. He hooks me up over there. Whatever, takes care of, shows me around. I was like, I'll give you a tour of the fan. He's like, football season, because I'm a big Giant fan, and potentially bringing some stuff in for us.
Really?
Maybe a little catering situation.
Well, I don't know if we need to have everybody else, reap the benefits of our
hookup. No, that's fine.
They don't leave anything for us.
But also, I did say, I was like, BT and I will come in here for dinner one night and hang out.
It's a great spot. Fantastic.
And then I just wanted to say, I was looking for you on Thursday at the Giant event, and I did happen to bump on the red carpet into Carl Banks, and I told him that you were looking for him, but I guess you guys didn't bump into each other.
No, I didn't. I got there late, James, and thank you for the call. We appreciate you checking in. I got there late because I had SNY Baseball Night in New York, so by the time I got over there, the red carpet was over. The show had basically already started. So I was there hanging out for an hour and a half, watched that. I thought it was tremendous. I did not get to see anybody or talk to anybody outside of Schmelk, who I saw there with the Giants. I used to know him. He worked here for years at the Fan.
Mm-hmm.
But it wasn't what I thought it was going to be as far as that goes. There was a red carpet. I was late for it, so I was just kind of hanging out like everybody else watching the show.
Speaking of, I was watching the trailer for Little Hard Knocks.
They showed that night.
Oh, it gets the blood pumping, baby.
I'm into it. That's what I'm telling you, man. It's the middle of the summer or the beginning of the summer, and yet I'm watching this Giant stuff unfold, and it got me into football. Didn't that get you in the football mode?
Oh, I love it. I love the music. I've always been a fan of Hard Knocks. I've always said that. Some people don't love it. I love it. To me, it's like, all right, that's like my internal quarterback clock.
Here we go.
It's football season. But I'll watch every single episode.
This will help, but it's not the same time as it was last year with the Jets.
I know.
By the way,
yes.
I know we got a break here.
We do.
I have something for you football-wise.
On the Jets?
We come back. Yeah, did you see
it? Am I going to be happy or am I going to be annoyed? Okay, good.
I'm curious to find out. I'm going to ask you on the air.
I'll give you the organic reaction. Yeah. We'll get back to the Subway Series calls as well. BT and Sal on the Fan.